Difficult times, the enemy line, but we came to give you the truth.
We here for the fight of our life, but we fighting Christ, so all things we can do.
We go to the end, people dying in sin, so now it's time for us to recruit.
Calling all the church, time to get the work, no more this hide behind the pew.
Ain't no time to wait,
we gotta move with hate, cause this war is just beginning. Hey, we gotta run the race,
they gotta set the pace,
and we gon' keep on winning.
Don't leave all your past behind,
cause we soldier for Christ and we on the front line.
Get sight to the blind,
then get ready,
it's time to go.
To God be the glory. A Time to Harvest Ministries would like you to join us every Sunday for service, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
We say it's saved, because remember, when your spirit is saved already, nothing can come against it. Because
if you miss a service or the live broadcast of it, you can tune into our Bible study show, God's View, following directly after service.
My expectations might just be, I just want $1 million in a big house. How about God going to believe it? Why would I want to believe it? Something I could just speak and know that.
You miss a service and God's View? That's okay. We got you covered. You can listen to Pastors Roxana Becknell Show, Words from Above, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. on Kingdom Supporter Radio Network. For more info on the Time to Harvest Ministries shows and events, or if you have a prayer request, interested in being a baptismal candidate, or you would like to partner with us, whether it's through donation or sponsorship, contact us at our website, atthm.com. We hope to see you in service real soon. Until then, we pray God bless you and produce an unexpected harvest in your life. And always remember, it's about the people.
About the people, about the people, about the people.
What's up?
Welcome to God's Big.
We
thank you all for tuning in. We had church earlier today, and we were talking about consciousness, part three. Coming to consciousness, part three.
Because some people are alive, but they're not alive.
Yeah.
At Walking Brick event venue.
And it's only been time. We want to talk about financial entrepreneurship. We're going to talk about natural healing for coronavirus. And we're going to talk about finance. So it's going to be a good year. And if you're coming out, you get fixed.
Yeah,
you won't eat. But if you want to come to Berkshire, we understand.
Yeah.
And you still will
get fed. Come on now.
And you still will get fed and just be with knowledge. And you have to, get you some practice, make some peanut butter. Apple
Mints.
Okay. Y'all be going to speed yourself. I was getting.
But like that too. I was at the virtual one week, that was last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I was fixing my dinner. And I said, I got to watch it now. I'll see my notes while I'm here.
Exactly.
All right. I like that.
But if you want to register, you can go to ATTHM.com. Like Ben said earlier, once again, it's ATTHM.com. Go ahead and register right now because it's time. It's time for a book of Change Your Life, not just a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is coming. Free artists are coming soon. Not the book. Free artists. So you definitely want to be free artists. We still have the deal. Correct me if I'm wrong. That the first 5 people who purchase a ticket is that still going? They get a gift. So we might do that for the book too. First 5 pre-orders get entered for a gift as well. So keep close on that. You got to stay tuned to ATTHM.com. Everything you put, all you put is the Facebook page too. Church Facebook page, because they input a lot of information get put up there as well. We have a lot coming on. Then after that, directly after service, we have refreshments for the whole month of April, because it's 30 days, 31 teachers, and 38 topics. Did you hear what I said?
What?
It's 30 days, 31 teachers, 38 topics.
Tell me again. I didn't hear that.
30 days, 31 teachers,
and
38 topics.
All right.
I'm trying to tell you, this is going to be amazing. This is probably the most ambitious thing we have tried to get done.
Yeah.
We are losing.
Sometimes you think.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think something. If I have it. Now we say, let's look at it different. Let's see the word a little different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
we
make the videos, and for those of you that you preach and teach it,
thank you. God bless y'all. And it's going to be a blessing. And in order to, participate, all you got to do is free order. Free order book. It's going to be on the website.
Mm-hmm.
All the teachings are going to be on the website. It's not going to be on our Facebook page. So you have to free order
the book. What's the name of the book again?
Change Your Life, Not Just Your Clothes. Come on now. It's a free order book. It's an awesome book.
Yeah.
I read some of it. I ain't gonna read it all because I felt like I'm cheating.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's gonna test the point.
Yes, she is.
Good. Because I'm a minister in training. So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get tested. But,
Father, and we thank you for all that you've done with us. for him to keep us in God, that there is protection around us, and those that are listening, Father, bless them with their listening ears and their listening hearts. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, I could read the whole scripture, but I think the Golden Text will, in many cases, it doesn't. But in this case, I think it will encapsulate what we're going to talk about today. And the Golden Text comments in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, and it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his internal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse."
So that's why it's going to be heavy, because there's going to be a lot of out.
Yeah.
So
the fact is that study follows the description of human depravity and God's just wrath.
Mm-hmm.
And the principle is to understand that without salvation in Christ, all people remain objects of God's wrath.
Mm-hmm.
So without his salvation,
mm-hmm.
some people haven't accepted Christ as Savior. So all people then will remain objects of God's wrath. Application is to offer praise and thanksgiving for Christ's deliverance from God's just wrath. And that's just that then Paul proclaims his confidence that the gospel was God's solution to the problem with humanity. And in this week's lesson, Paul describes the problem in detail. That's all I'm saying. It's so detailed because he then keeps saying, and then he tells you, this is why I don't want you to do it.
Ooh.
So, why, like I said earlier, if your subconscious and your conscious mind come together, then you'll be able to conquer what you need to conquer in the purpose. But if you're not putting it together, your subconscious is wandering over here, talking about I want to do this, but then your conscious mind will be doing something else, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So, that's what we need to kind of get. And I circled the numbers, so I'm just going to read the topic. If it's revelation, you get revelation of God's wrath, and you get revelation of God's glory for idols,
mm-hmm.
and then you get the rejection of idols,
mm-hmm.
and then the rejection of God's truth for a lie, and the rejection of God in thoughts. So we get in his wrath of revelation of it. So he tells us that natural revelation comes as a result of looking at the creation. If we look out and consider life on earth and the ones of heaven above, it points to the Creator. So if we look inward and consider the complex design of our bodies, this also points to the Creator. Therefore, mankind is without excuse in regard to sin. God's wrath is fully justified. Because like a car, if you got a car and the battery is not working, you're going to be upset because you're going to need another battery.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you some money.
Yep.
Because they're not cheap. And but if you don't get the battery, nothing is going to work.
I remember you. I had to teach this one time to the kids in course the church is an extension or started off from the extension of August Christian Academy. And one of the things of being ministry and training every night, then you have to come and do Bible time with the kids. And so one of the things that I remember is talking to them is about, you know, the salvation and God's wrath. And I think if you say salvation, you're a child of him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's discipline. But if you're not, it's punishment. But the punishment, whereas in the Old Testament, could come immediately. You know, sometimes immediately. But as far as the prophecy, the punishment now, and since Jesus had come and died again, and we know the story, since Jesus has died now the punishment is the consequences of your actions, whether you choose death eternal or you choose life eternal. So that's why this thing right here to understand that without salvation in Christ, all people remain objects of God's wrath. Because if you are in Christ and you are saved, by the time that wrath comes, hopefully you have been raptured.
But in this case here, it says, the penalty for rejecting God's glory is fear. God handed humanity over to their unclean thoughts and actions. So he handed it to them.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's why we got to get out of that now. But if he hands it to you, then you're rejecting him. And then rejecting God's truth, I pulled out the main thing, which is in short, the truth of whatever God has spoken about the matter. Romans 3:4. Anything that contradicts the word of God is a lie. And then so you think it says that Paul found an indictment against humanity that they rejected God in their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to again, your subconscious mind and your conscious mind have to think alike.
Mm-hmm.
It can't go over your head with the voices. It has to say, well, if he want to do this, then that's what we do.
Yeah.
And then you think yourself into that theme. So that's a penalty when you do that to truth. And then for this one, it says, since humanity rejected God from their thinking, God handed them over to the penalty of the crazed mind. They go to reprobate mind. So I'm going to do what I want to do, mind. The floodgates opened up for every type of evil behavior. So they just did whatever they wanted to do. And so when Paul was writing to them, he said, look, you need to stop this sexual immorality, homosexuality, all of this stuff that's written in the Bible. And even though it seems right now, you know, because everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Just because everybody's doing it doesn't make it right.
Right.
And so just because JoJo and Judy, they doing this, that don't mean it's right. You already ought to think as a disciple that your eternity is at stake. You want to burn. And I think of that movie Hellraiser.
Yep.
You ever seen Hellraiser?
Yeah.
And when a man comes to the box, he wanted the thrill of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing, put nails on his head. And took him his throat open. She's talking. She whispering.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to live that way?
Okay.
Putting your skin on, put the tank on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they did. And that's what he was writing about.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he said that when people reject God, they set themselves up as their own gods. And they secretly think they are wise. But in fact, they are fools. Atheists arrogantly imagine that they know more than others, especially Christians whom they assume to be among the most ignorant of all people. Those atheists, he considers them the most ignorant of all people. And so then it says, but those who rejected the knowledge of the true God in antiquity became idolaters. Instead of worshiping the invisible God who created everything, they began to be fashioning all their own God, resembling men and beasts. Then they got sexual immorality. He said they designed their bodies, lust, designed their bodies to do the sexual sin. Those who try to change the truth of God's word to fit their lifestyle have changed the truth of God into a lie. He said in Revelation at the end, do not say anything, do not take anything away. And that's in Revelation 22. So homosexuality has been around for a long time and was rather common in the ancient pagan world. The price this continues today has doubled, along with even some of the religious denominations. Place their staff on a group of so-called same-sex marriage. But all we may think that the trans developed the Mosaic Law addresses these practices in the 15th century. Because it was way back then, he did this 18 and 20, 21 and all that. So God wants us to be clean folks, you know, in mind and body.
You know what some of this pointing out to me is the fact something that a lot of people struggle with is, faith is the substance of things that hope for, the things that not seen. So, that's what you have to be a disciple of God. But the fact of the matter is, people don't understand that in order for you to live a life that's not according to the scripture, takes faith involved. Because you are having faith that this is not leading you to eternal damnation.
Yeah, that's
so we might as well have faith towards the good side versus the bad side. That makes sense? I mean, I'm just trying to explain the way the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. So the fact that we both have faith, a doggone atheist have faith. Because if he believes that, I believe in the Big Bang Theory, it takes a lot of faith to believe in the Big Bang Theory. Because there ain't nothing proven.
No.
You ain't never seen the Big Bang, have you?
No.
Well, it takes a lot of faith, but we all have faith. What consequences is your faith going to lead you to? Is what we have to ask.
So that goes to number one, practical point. If there's a sinful nature of man, incurs the wrath of God. So if you decide to sin and choose that lifestyle or that life, of land, then what happens is you incur a wrath. God's not gonna give you no gift. Why would you reward bad behavior?
Exactly. We say that, you know.
And then people used to say during testimony time, you said testimony Sunday, and everybody was like, I know the Lord is with me and
the head of my life
and the head of my church and special pastor and those clergies and all that. I never got that straight. So I went from Catholic to Baptist and then back to Baptist and then to just non-denomination. So I was like, in all this arena. So that's how they do things. But just because you do stuff, good deeds, that don't save you. The heart still can be ugly. I got 60,000 and you still have that thing. So, I think we're dealing with a water shortage and all of this stuff you never would think. And then they would say, the people that were in the Texas thing freezing, and so never went to nothing in their house on, no electricity, none of that. So the lady was feeling like, we had to go take the car, we had to go in the van, we had to turn the car on to heat up. But you had to make sure that, you are in tune to God, because if you don't, God's not gonna tell you to get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna tell you nothing. You just open out and pray. If you don't have a relationship with Him, but your relationship ties in so that you don't have to worry about no separation. Because He changed that when He came the first time.
Yeah, every time I sometimes I find myself sleeping in the car, whether it's just for a second or something like that, God tells me crack the window. That's still the oldest people.
Yeah.
Some people die from, but if you are being led by Him every step, I'm little stuff. Oh, make sure you brush your teeth before this. Little stuff.
Yeah.
So, on Tuesday, God has provided us with clear instructions for right to do. All right.
Yeah, and then go back to verse 19 or so. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. Remember that we talk about that the things that are secret, God revealed to you. Because, like you say now, faith is substance and hope for. Substance is things. But we run away so fast we forget. So some people think that, they go to church, because somebody put on their Facebook that, you get your $1,400 stimulus check, which, pretty $140 to God. Some people don't want to give a quarter. Some people give $2.50 and just say, it's not going to be right. So that's what they were, but they'll go buy what they want to buy, fix what they want to fix, and then they look at it, well, I just can't do it. So my thing is, the same thing with the school. They think, oh, well, I'm just doing this because I want to do this. I'm doing this because God designed me. So if I'm not here, certain things can't happen for certain people. So if I decide to put my job in the paper bag and do, nothing but anybody, and then, because my children are grown now.
Exactly.
Some people did that. They said, well, I'm not going to teach no more miles. My child is moving. Graduated. I'm done with it. That's why you do your purpose.
Okay, number three said, God requires repentance of sin. It is the only way to escape certain degradation and destruction.
Well, we just read that. Well, that a man examine himself. So if you're not examining yourself, because it requires you to do something. It requires you to be in repentance. And so everything that we design our life around should be about God.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that He's there to help, and the Holy Spirit's here to comfort us through certain situations, certain things.
Yeah, and one female I was talking to, she asked me, she said, why would God tell you a whole bunch of stuff? You do a lot of stuff in on the earth and your life to do it and things of that nature, and then He will punish you for it. And you can't be a loving God if you could punish you for it.
But
I told her two things. I said, number one, I said, well, you have kids. I said, if your kids go against you, you give them the world. You give them everything. Make sure they stand in everything. If they go against something you say, what's going to happen?
Right.
You just going to let it happen? You just going to let it be what it be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would venture, that's why we have some of the hellfires
that we are running around in this world right now. And second of all, I told her, I said, look, you can do whatever you want to do. He is not boxing you in. He is, but the fact of that is, he tells you what is basically will gain you interest that. Now, you can say, yeah, okay, I'm going to do that because this is what matters to me. Or you can say, earth is my hand. No choice. But the fact of that is, nobody is forcing you to do it. But the fact of that is that you have to understand the reason about it. Why did he say be married or try to not abstain from sexual activity before marriage? Because what happens is babe and moms, babe and daddy drama. That's what happens.
No.
So you wish it to make sure that you know that you show that you know that you show that you know that this is a person. So we won't bring a life in this world, and now they are affected by all of this craziness that's going on.
And we had our kids.
It's the scripture.
Yeah. And it goes deep. Because mm-hmm. He goes individual and take cover in there and say what that is. It ain't talking about everything. So if you get a chance to just go back to Romans 1 and read it.
Unfortunately, God requires us to sustain the sin in a fallen world.
He didn't ask you to.
Mm-hmm.
He requires you to say that's a requirement. That's a requirement. So when you see something wrong, you don't just let it go.
Once again, part of the entry. That is one of the requirements to entry.
So then the difference in the result of disobedience to God is death and destruction. So the result of it is death and destruction. So the result of not following orders, not following instructions, just because it feels good, because it looks good, that cupcake looks good over there,
mm-hmm.
and oh, I wish I could eat it, but I got diabetes, I can't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you still, after this thing, and you still want it, and you still want it, or that person is so, he's so fine, or she's so cute, and oh, she got long flowing hair, and might get out the bag, but it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, that I can fool you.
Exactly.
And then God says, I want you to repent of that, so don't be disobedient.
Key words in that result, disobedience, death, and destruction.
Yeah.
Because result is disobedience,
it's all
within our control. We always say, worry about what you can control. You can control the result.
We told you that.
You can control disobedience.
You repent. That's as simple as that. Repent of it. And then when you repent, not to let the woman at the well, you say go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go back and do it again.
And people always say, well, God let this. The death and destruction is not God's call.
No.
That is not, he's not the cause of it. If I give you keys to my car and I say, it's now your car. It is now your car. And you wrecked it and just, then you say, why would he give me this car and why would he let me destroy the car? I gave it to you. It's your car.
Just like the
you can do whatever you want with it.
Just like the Garden of Eden was given to Adam. Adam was given the instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But he never properly related it to, like our producer told me that yesterday, never related it to Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So all Eve didn't know.
That's why we say Adam and Eve was in the same place, because what does the oldest child do? Our oldest child teach our daughter more than we ever. She's learning, but we feel comfortable with her teaching her system. Why? Because we have taught her. So
yeah.
God has taught, and we always say reach one, teach one. That's how it's supposed to do. God taught Adam. Okay, now Adam, are you going to teach me? Or you going to allow her to teach you anything?
Yeah. Because like I said before, I think it was seven point something million that died in the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a point of how the dynamics went. Now I have to look back at my notes. But that's just what it is. And
mm-hmm.
you don't want everybody to be destroyed like that.
Mm-hmm.
And only 82 died on the ark, but you got a million people outside veins.
Drowning,
you know, and death and destruction is our own.
Why would God
destruction? No, he said it. He said Noah the warning 150 years before. to build the ark for the saving of your house. That's in Hebrews 11 and 7. Because I had to teach this for many years. And so that, in Hebrews, is the faith chapter. So in that case, is that those people had faith. So when he had the faith to build the ark, and he kept building, and God held the water back until he got it finished 120 years later. When he preached every day to repent, and get yourself together, God ran the flood. They ain't never seen right here. This is a bitch on the ground. So when that rain started falling, they're like, oh, he wasn't lying. They bang on the ark trying to get in, but God shut the door.
Hey, the Holy Spirit told me that God is the bishop. You decide what you bring.
So, you know, encouraging others in sin makes more likely the unbeliever's destruction. So the more like we know that's immoral. And we know that's what's not right in the earth. We just keep encouraging bad behavior, and that's what happens. And that's what's happening now, because like I said, the third generation down, starting now. If the grandma don't go to church, the daughter don't go to church, the child not going to go. So then when a child had their children and their children had their children, then now, that's why God said in Deuteronomy, teach the children so they'll know who I am. And that was in Deuteronomy. So you know, we got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, you know, all that number. And so we got all that. So when we're doing that, he wants us to teach the children. Then we got Proverbs. Proverbs going to teach the children. Psalms going to tell you that what he is to you. So in that mass, Romans and then Corinthians and Ephesians, this is church and the people that didn't want to listen. Some people just twice. So my thing is, between Genesis and Revelation, that you do not encourage anybody to do anything that's not like God.
Exactly.
Because you're going to be held accountable too.
Exactly.
So when I get up here and I tell you all, this is what I want for you all to have. And I'm going to give you a true word, not just a fake word, but a true word. So that you can be encouraged in living for God and not living for God.
A lot of Christians be saying, God, why this happened to me? Why is this happening to me? Don't even understand. It's not because of their relationship with God. It's because of blood on the hands that they have from somebody else, like that they messed up in their mistake but didn't correct.
Yeah, so it says here, God gave us spiritual resources to connect with him. However, we lend these resources to competing interests and waste our worship on activities that act as only glory be. These diversions drain power from our spiritual lives without returning it. Yeah. Drop the mic.
Any questions for Facebook, you can write any questions on Facebook.
Send it to
ATTHM.com. Any questions?
And then you know, now you can view it on the church's website.
Yes, you can.
Maybe I say Eastern.
What's up?
They are.
I'm going to say Taiwan.
Taiwan?
Taiwan Eastern.
Okay.
Thank you for watching. Of course, we want y'all to tune in to ATTHM.com every
March 27th.
Yes. Every word from above that pastors preach is on there. Every God's view is on there. But most importantly,
it's on the radio.
And it's on the radio, KS Radio, KS Radio Nation. It airs every Wednesday at, God's View air every Wednesday at 6:30, 7:30 Eastern, and Words from Above air every Thursday, 3:30 p.m. Central Time, and of course, 4:30 Eastern Time. So check that out, KS Radio, blogtalkradio.com, all right? But mostly buy your tickets. The Love Conference is only 2 weeks away. Buy your ticket today. It's going to be impactful. It's going to be relatable. It's going to be every word that you can think of that is positivity to your life. So go ahead and get you a ticket right now. And I think we passed 5 tickets. So we passed the first 5. So you're not going to be entered into the prize pool.
But you still... You know, that's still information you can get.
If you come in person, your stomach gonna be right. It's gonna be on set. That belt, you're gonna have to loosen it. All right, you're gonna have to loosen that belt. We appreciate you all for tuning in. Be on the lookout for the pre-order link for Pastor Rock.
Roxana Beckman book, Change Your Life, Not Just Your Clothes, and Rethink.
Yes.
And April. I mean, we got a lot.
Yes.
I can't even lie. We got a lot. So, if you have
questions, just put them in our website and
then
talk about it next week.
Do you have questions?
Yeah.
So, until then, though, I just want to remember. God bless you. I bless you. God bless you.